Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Tamid, and we are up to parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. So says the Mishnah, Baru Misham Atzei Te'in HaYafin. The Kohanim would pick from the wood, where the nice, fine wood of a fig tree, Atzei Te'inim, from a fig tree, Yafin, that's nice and good, L'sadar HaMelech HaShnei L'Ketaris, in order to make the second pile of wood that they would use for burning the Ketaris. Mikineged Keren Ma'arav HaStromis, and that fire was by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Mashuch min HaKeren, Klap itself, and Arba Amos, but four Amos north of the most southern corner of the Mizbeach, Bo'med Chamish Se'im Gechalim, and it would make five Sa'ah of coals. B'Shabbos Bo'med Shemana Se'im Gechalim, and on Shabbos it was bigger, so it would make eight Se'im of coals. Shoshama Yinosim Shnei Bezichei Levona Shalech Ma'apanim, because they would put two Bezichei Levona, the two spoons of Levona that went on the Shulchan with the Lech Ma'apanim, upon him, and they would have to burn it together with the Ketaris. Hey, Evarim v'Abedarim Shalom Sakul Mibarev, any Evarim or fats of Karbanos that were not burnt during the night that preceded it, and were moved off to the side of the Mizbeach while they were making the new fires, Machzirun Osel Marachah, they would then throw back on the new fires. Hitisu Shtei Marachas Be'esh, they would light both piles of wood on fire, V'yardu V'olem Lishchas HaGazis, and then they went down the Mizbeach, and they went into the Lishchas HaGazis, and then Mishnah Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Amalem Mamuna Bo Fisu. So when they got to the Lishchas HaGazis, so the Mamuna would say, come and let's make a goral, let's make a lottery. Misho Chetam will determine who's going to be the one that shechs the carbon tam, and Mizorik, who's going to be the one that zorik the dam on the Mizbecha Chitzon, Mim Medashim Mizbecha Pnimi, who's going to take the ashes off of the Mizbecha Pnimi, Mim Medashim is a menorah, who's going to clean out the ashes from the menorah, Mim Malei Varm Lekevish, who's going to bring up the limbs of the carbon tam up to the Mizbech Harosh. When we say bringing the limbs, the head and the right hind leg, and the two fore legs was brought by a second Kohen, a third Kohen would bring the back portion and the animal and the left hind leg, a fourth Kohen would bring the fat of the chest and the neck, a fifth Kohen would bring the two sides of the animal, the walls of the cavity of the animal, you know, the two sides of the animal, Hakravayim, a sixth Kohen would bring the intestines, Vasolas, the seventh Kohen would bring the solas, the flour, which was a minchas nesachim that was brought together with the carbon tamid, vachavitim, and an eighth Kohen would bring the chavitim, which again was a mincha. They were brought on the mizbech the same time as the carbon tamid. They were a type of a wafer, vahayayin, and a ninth Kohen would bring the wine that goes along, which was also nesachim. Hefisu zachem ishazachem, and then they would do the lottery, and whoever won would win that lottery. So to review what we learned today, in the last mission, the second parak, we said that how and where they would make the second pile of wood on the Mizbeach, and how they would remove the not fully burnt Evarim u'Pedarim and put them on that pile once they relit that pile. And then parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we said that when they were in the Lishchas HaGazis, they said we have to determine who's going to shecht, who's going to be zorek, who's going to clean off the Mizbeach, who's going to clean the ashes from the menorah, and who's going to bring all the parts of the animal up to the ramp. And then we enumerated nine different Kohanim who have different jobs of bringing different things up to the Mizbeach relating to the Karban Tamid. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis.